recording.
Right. We don't have any theme music today.
Oh, should we put some theme music on?
I don't know.
Let's open up. Here we go. Wow.
Going back to the 90s.
Kicking it old school. I can't get my pants on back to front.
There was like a trend back in the 90s where, remember Informer? Do you remember that song? Informer. What did he say?
I don't know.
Whoa.
I'm not sure.
We're married, Greg.
But you know, there was always the furious playground debate as to what the words were.
Yeah.
No, that's not what he says.
I like your bum bum down.
Sorry, I totally picked that out there.
That's all right.
I was just getting too excited.
I think that's not the worst of our problems right now.
This is true.
Episode 25 it's of like, the Rad Dads podcast.
We're going to do more than 100 episodes. I was going to say it was like our quarter life birthday, but it's not.
Well, again, you put these constraints around us. It's like, great, we're quarter of the way through our lives.
Sorry.
45% to go and we're dead.
Wow. Uplifting.
Uplifting. Rad Dads, uplifting.
Uplifting.
Lifting your up.
Yes. So how are you, William?
I'm good. I don't really have that much to report. G-Reg. No. I saw The Equalizer 2 today.
Wow.
That's Denzel Washington. He's still kicking along.
Yeah.
He said something really interesting on an interview I saw with Jamie Foxx. Mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
He has an interview show now.
Oh, really? It's
like everyone and their dog has an interview show now. Mm-hmm. But he was talking to Denzel Washington, and he's like, "Hey, man, what's your thoughts on getting yourself out there, social media?" And he's like, "It's not my job as an actor to be a good brand. It's my job as an actor to be a good actor." And I thought about it, and I'm like, that's actually really smart, because you can get lost in the world of likes, eh? And we all know this, but so what does that mean to be a good human? And, what are you actually chasing after? On what metric? Mm. Whose metric? And I guess it's on your metric and what makes you sleep at night.
I think, and it's also refreshing to hear someone like him who's in a position where clearly he's got every opportunity to make a lot of money by playing by somebody else's rules and on somebody else's terms, but to be able to be so comfortable and articulate in their why that they can simply have a response like that is actually really refreshing.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, we live in the world of likes and shares and what have you, and we're kind of nowhere near as well advanced in that. So please do like and share.
True that. And also Denzel in the movie does kill about 10 people.
Wow.
And like, he's never portrayed as the bad guy, yet he can take a life.
Oh, wow. So just really quick before we jump into the first segment, I also want to... we've been watching a Netflix series called Flaked. And again, I thought it was really interesting, and it was something that my wife, Katie, pointed out. She said, it's really interesting to watch something where the main character, he hasn't got it all together, and you don't have this underlying hope that it will all just kind of sort itself out.
Right.
You feel like at times you can actually be quite disappointed in him.
Yeah.
And it's actually... It's when you begin to unpack things at that meta level that you're like, wow, this is why it's so refreshing to see.
Mm.
Anyway, we could try to harmonize the intro to everybody's favorite segment.
Win of the world.
World. World.
World. Oh, you're that guy, are you?
Yep.
That guy's got to always end last.
Yep.
Great.
Totally. I'm owning it.
Did you have those school assemblies with the last clap?
Wow.
What's your win of the world, Greg?
My win of the world is, you dork. Not super recent, but my win of the world, and again, because we like to push the boundaries a little bit on what can fit into the segment.
Yes, anything can fit anywhere, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's kind of why we did it that way. No, my win was discovering Ashton Kutcher beyond That 70s Show and all of those typecast roles as a really smart, really savvy, quite switched on entrepreneur and discovering a podcast. I can't for the life of me remember it, which is really helpful for you, the viewer or the listener as it might be. But do go search out Ashton Kutcher and any podcast with him in it. He's got a really interesting take on just some of the functions of our everyday life and just simple little things like, you know, for him, emails are other people's to-do lists for him. And so his emails are the reverse of that, his to-do lists for other people. And just, he's got some really interesting views and kind of unpacking our schedule and how it functions and how we kind of make the most of our day. It sounds really geeky and I'm probably doing a horrible job of getting people to buy into it. But I think the win for me was getting beyond the typecast, getting beyond the fact that he is someone that kind of broke the rules a little bit, broke the system, got beyond that character that he was typecast at, and he went on to be incredibly successful beyond his acting career. He's clearly been able to take the really awesome start, and I think that was one thing that was also really refreshing, was the fact that he's not so smitten to not acknowledge the fact that, you know, That 70s Show, that role had a huge part to play in him being in a position to have the finances and the resources to be able to do some of the things that he's done. But it was cool to just see someone kick on, and I don't know, I can't explain where the admiration necessarily comes from particularly, but it's actually very seldom do I have that kind of, wow, that's actually really cool.
Well, you also, I think you're trusting your gut.
Totally.
I met someone the other day, a guy called Mark Jeffries. He runs a company called MyCare, and I had met him through Dr. Lance O'Sullivan, and I just kind of had a good vibe.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I brought this up in the chat I had with him. I'm like, I don't know what to do with that. I don't know what to do with this vibe thing, you know, because sometimes it's off, sometimes it's on, but I'm just prepared to be okay with going with that. And if you get a good vibe from Ashton, then that's cool.
Yeah, totally. And I think, again, you know, I'm sure many of us work in those organizations that keep spouting this idea of data-driven insights. But I think I would definitely kind of push this notion, and it's one that's kind of gathering some traction as well, this idea that it's data-informed, that, you know, you and I speak a lot about the fact that the right thing to do will always be the right thing to do. And there's a real kind of renaissance of instinct and gut going. We now have so much data and so many insights and so many sort of patterns and things to test that
Means diddly squat.
Well, we can construct a data set to tell us whatever that we want. Yeah. To a certain extent. Yeah. So if you don't got your gut, you don't got your instinct, what have you got?
Well, we only have like a lot of years behind us.
Yes.
That it looked after us.
Yeah.
You know, it was right when you heard something sneaking up on you in the bush.
Yeah.
Like, run, man.
Get there.
So if your mind's saying, run, man, just run. You know? You could just say you were exercising.
Just leg it.
Yeah. I think that's good enough to have just that in the segment today. It's a very good one of the world, Greg.
Oh, hey, thanks.
And Ashton Kutcher, you've got a fanboy over here.
Call me. Sometime. I'm sure we can squeeze you in the middle. Yeah. Anyway. Moving right along.
That's awesome.
Moving right along. All right. I'm going to intro it this week.
Yep.
Bright new shiny things.
Brand new shiny day. Yeah. Bright new shiny way. You'll get down to the bright new shiny day.
What?
It's all right. That's fine.
When word association gets away in you.
No, because it's good to be happy.
No, it was just funny because.
That's funny.
Anyway.
No, it's funny because I took a punt at trying to be able to make a song up and clearly I failed. Or did I?
You didn't fail at all.
Maybe I won.
You won big time.
What's your bright new shiny thing?
All right, my bright new shiny thing for this.
Wait, no, you took Ashton.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, I want to go.
You're first. The one asking the question.
True that. What is this?
Gosh,
an internship, something. An interview, an inception, all of the above.
An inquisition.
So, a brand new shiny thing. I quite often break the rules here. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I like the idea of it might be not bright, it might not be new, but it's still as cool
and shiny.
Yeah. So this one is shiny. This week, cool. I'm talking to you about surprising uses for honey.
Ooh.
Okay, because I was thinking of shiny things, and honey's shiny.
Yeah.
Also, it ties into something I saw in Denzel Washington's movie, The Equalizer.
Right. And shiny things are often very expensive.
True.
And honey is horrendously expensive. Yeah.
It's like probably so expensive. I mean, do you eat it much?
Oh, well, I read somewhere that they're now starting to put, some supermarkets are putting honey under lock and key because it's like getting, damn, it's getting shoplifted so much.
That's not cool.
No, no, no. And I also heard that, not to hijack your honey story.
No, it's cool.
I also heard that only 80% of the world's Manuka honey, which is honey that hails from New Zealand, is actually Manuka honey. So there is this emergence of food fraud. So food that doesn't... I was completely unaware of it.
There's a good doco on Netflix about
that.
And it talks about like 70% of it is all just crap sugar corn.
Yeah.
They just mix it up.
And yeah.
Like there's the honey FBI.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And so there's like dudes now in New Zealand running companies dedicated to food fraud, which I was like, wow.
Man, we need to get them as a podcast sponsor.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Fake Honey.
Right and wrong in so many ways.
So,
all right, tell me your honey story.
A long list, but I just chose two because I thought these were cool. Mm-hmm. So apparently honey can cure and heal wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And this was demonstrated in Denzel Washington's movie, The Equalizer. So he got shot in the leg.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did is he boiled the honey.
Yep.
And then he put it on his wound. And I think what that did is it kind of cauterized it.
Right.
And the properties of honey started to heal it. And yeah, I just thought that was amazing because the last thing I go for when I get a paper cut is honey.
Yeah. But maybe that should be next time. Yeah.
Well, what if you got a paper cut and then you put honey on it and then you sucked on your finger? Well, that's what you do with a paper cut.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you do that.
Greg, it's your finger. It's fine, okay? If I made you suck my finger, then you can give me that look.
Next paper cut you get, do it, report back.
I haven't had a paper cut in years.
We could be waiting for a while then.
Ooh, you know those paper cuts? Have you ever seen that?
Oh, in the middle. Wow.
What's that about? Is that like a deer?
I don't know. Some sort of crazy madness.
That's crazy madness. The other cool thing I saw about honey is that it's a natural shampoo. So if you're looking for a completely natural shampoo to wash your hair, try a tablespoon of honey diluted in 200 mils of water.
Mmm.
I reckon. I mean, maybe we should wash our beards in honey.
I was going to say, given the fact that I don't have any hair.
Well, you got body hair.
Well, I could, yeah, right. Oh, gosh. Don't want to hit the mic. Yeah. Wow, that's really...
Should we make a video one day where we actually wash our beards in honey and then hide the camera and get our wives to kiss us? And then be like, yeah.
All of a sudden that you see our faces being jammed between two bits of toast.
True. Dad jam.
Dad jam.
So there you go, folks. Look, I'm sure there's heaps of more awesome things to do with honey, but wash your hair next time with a bit of honey.
Interesting. So, interest of full disclosure and transparency, my bright new shiny thing is a little self-indulgent, self-absorbing. So I apologize in advance to anyone who might be offended by this. Brut. The Awesome Academy, which has been talked about and amongst some of the other Rad Dad's shenanigans that we have done, now has a Facebook page. We are up and running. We've got the beginnings of some content starting to come together.
Wow.
And it's there's absolutely nothing on it at the moment. But give me to the end of the night and there'll be something there.
I'm just going
to
take a second to celebrate. Yeah.
Jump. Awesome Academy make you.
Jump, jump.
Great fucking make
you. Jump, jump.
So, with that, yeah. If you do see, it is by no means my intention to inundate people too much with what's happening over there, but if you do see anything pop up and you're anyway inclined, like both of us in terms of the future of work, trying to unpack a little bit about what that means for you, you might be a business owner, any of that kind of thing, please jump over there, have a look, and if you like and are getting anything out of the content, stick around and have a bit of a nosy.
Awesome. 30 seconds to pitch the Awesome Academy. Ready?
Okay.
Three, two, one, go.
Awesome Academy. Diversity is awesome. We are really learning how to celebrate the individual, and we find that it is helping us push things forward, but unfortunately, the byproduct of that is a very chaotic world. How do we ensure that what we don't end up putting one person ahead of the other? So the antidote to that is to find ways in which we can find our shared collective awesomeness, those moments where we can stand in awe regardless of our makeup, who we are and where we come from, and just sit in the human condition that is being able to be in awe of something. I think that was about
Nice work, bro.
I tried.
Looking forward to hearing more about your awesome.
So, yes, watch this space.
Lyrically, you ready?
Wow. Okay.
So, the way lyrically works is one of us reads lyrics to the other and you play along. And it's like, how fast can you get it? Okay? How fast can you get the song? So, I thought what we'd do this week is you can ask what era.
Right.
And that's what we can start doing. Okay.
Okay, so you want a genre?
No.
Era.
Era.
So, I don't get genre.
No, I would have said this. You can ask what genre, but I said, hey, okay. You could ask what era.
Era. All right.
So you say, what era is it?
What era is it? Oh, right.
And then I say, the 90s. This wasn't a trick question, bro.
No. I, for a second there, thought I had an option. I could choose.
Oh, no, because that would mean I'd have to have
multiple
60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today's hits ready for you.
No, okay, right. Okay, so what era is it?
90s.
90s. Oh,
okay, here we go. Yes. You made that way harder.
That's not the lyric?
No.
Okay.
You and me, we come from different worlds.
Oh, Hootie and the Blowfish.
You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls.
Only want to be with you?
Yeah.
You and me, we come from different worlds. You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls. Sometimes I'm crazy and I wonder why. I'm such a baby cause the dolphins made me cry. Well, there's nothing I can do. I've been looking for a girl like you.
Wow.
That was unbelievable.
This is just an excuse for a sing-along.
You nailed that, man. Wow. I think that's the magic of writing a hit song in the 90s. It was that hook.
True.
And I had some friends who worked in radio for a period of time, and that literally was. And I also, in my previous job, making music videos, I can't remember whether it was 13 or 33, but they basically, within 33 seconds, you had to be absolutely hooked into the song. And if you didn't, like, I might have even been 13. If you were 13 seconds in and you didn't have someone, that wasn't getting any radio play.
Is that right?
And so when like broadcast was all about getting your song on the radio, because there was no such thing as YouTube or anything like that, I think you found that a lot of people followed the formula.
It's amazing when you think back to like the time on the charts. So yeah. I remember when I was, what was sixth form? Like 17?
Yeah,
17.
12.
And for 6 weeks in a row back in those days, Gangster's Paradise was number one for like 6 weeks. And you'd wait to hear it because you couldn't go download it. You know, you could tape it off the radio.
Yeah.
And they were always crafty. They'd have that like MyFM 88.6 just as he started singing.
Yeah.
So when your recording came on, it'd be like, do, do, What a Tacoma, what a My FM 88.6. Ain't been in most of life.
Can you name the film?
Gangster's Paradise? No. Dangerous Minds.
See?
Michelle Pfeiffer, That White Gold. Anyway.
Right.
That's how trendy we are.
Trendy.
How'd you go at home? Let us know in the comments. What do we got? Takeaways, Greg?
Takeaways.
It's time for your takeaways.
And that's not ones that will make your gut bigger.
You are a?
No, I don't. I'm trying to give up, actually.
No, I just said, are you all
right? Oh, right. I thought you want. I asked me whether I wanted rice.
What do you got takeaways for us, brother?
Takeaways. The takeaway for this week, and
did you just think of it now?
I did, actually.
Okay, it's fine. Just checking.
No, I was like, well, where do I want to go with this? Do I want to go pre-formatted or I'm going to wing it? But I guess for me, and this is kind of slightly serious face, the community around us is kind of in the midst. There's been a real terrible tragedy that's taken place in and around our community over the weekend. It was actually ended last week.
In the Pakuranga region.
Yeah.
In Auckland.
And I think you know, we're talking about the right thing to do will always be the right thing to do. And I think the takeaway for me is that if we can't, suddenly sound like my wife, if we can't hold on to the fact that in spite of the tragedy, there will be some sort of hope that we can hold on to, we kind of don't have a heck of a lot. So I guess the takeaway for today would be, regardless of whether your day is good, bad, indifferent, or flat out sucking the most giant kumara that you can possibly come out with, I guess know, and that's definitely my belief, that in spite of that, there will be hope. The new day coming tomorrow, the sun coming up, is in what we can hope. So yeah, just with that, know that in spite of that, the human condition, things like love will always triumph over even the biggest of tragedies.
I agree, and maybe that's where my takeaway will slightly tie in, because sometimes in tough times, I think humans look to things like movies and these archetypal characters like Superman and Batman to, you know, we know they're not real, but what is real when you're thinking about thoughts in your mind, right? And sometimes imagining what you could be, you know, what the best version of you could be. So this is a quote from Jor-El, and he's sending his kid to Earth, you know. So think about that. Your planet's about to blow up and you've got to send your kid off, and you know you won't see him or her again. But he says, you will travel far, my little Kal-El, but we will never leave you, even in the face of our death. Your riches of our lives shall be yours. All that I have, all that I've learned, everything I feel, all this and more, I bequeath you, my son. You will carry me inside you all the days of your life. You will make my strength your own and see my life through your eyes, as your life will be seen through mine. The son becomes the father, and the father becomes the son. This is all I can send you, Kal-El. And I thought that was a...
very cool.
Yeah, I just think, you know, sometimes we take for granted that make-believe world, but, you know, it's part of our real world at times. And you talk about identity, and there's a reason why we categorize ourselves as fanboys and fangirls and nerds and geeks. And, you know, this is where we're triggering something within us. And
I guess in spite of the fact that we long to have this sort of unique us-shaped sort of mark in the world, we also long to be able to be in community with other people as well. We want to find people that are like-minded and share similar views, or at least can, not even share similar views, but can at least hear and see us for who we are.
Boom. All right. Hope everyone out there is doing well, and we'll sign off, and we'll be back, on the Rad Dads show.
See ya. I just feel like I have to do this at the end of every time.
Shall we sign off with some crisscross?
Crisscross.
Do you think they own those clothes, or do you think they were borrowing it?
I think they were borrowing them.
Straight up question. Did you ever put on your clothes backwards?
No.
I did.
You did?
And I won a prize. I did stand-up comedy when I was 10 years old and backwards clothes, and my routine was about these guys.
Crisscross.
And a policeman was the judge, and he gave me a bar of chocolate.
Wow.
It's the second time I ever won.
Unbelievable.